ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's get you updated on everything that's going on locally and nationally. NFL season kicks off this Thursday when the Eagles host the Cowboys. There's Jer on sports. Woohoo!
I'm football's so excited. Back. I have never been so excited for football
same.
Season.
I can't
I'm
even
like,
tell
I'm
you.
Like giddy.
I can't even tell you. No, Nick Knack went to our friend's house last night because he had his fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
She just wanted to see how it all went down. She's like, it was weird.
She's like, it was fascinating.
It was weird. She's like, it was very quiet and they're all on their laptops.
Oh, it's serious.
It's. She's like, it is serious.
Can I say one more thing? I'm sorry. So for that party that I went to for the engagement couple, his sister was giving a very emotional speech, and in the middle of the speech, he was doing his fantasy draft. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. Sorry, it was hilarious.
That's awesome. Babe, keep it down. Keep
he literally
down.
Was like, I got C-Mac, let's go, in the middle of a speech. It was hilarious.
What else is happening this month? Spinal Tap 2 comes out for all you oldies, if
what?
You want to watch that. I know,
wait
right?
Wait a second.
Huh. Really, probably one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, my
though.
Gosh.
Like, the original is pretty
what
good.
What is the satire, something Spinal Tap? What is the
this
name
is
of
Spinal
that?
Tap.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Have you seen that, Josh?
I've seen. Wait, hold on. Is that the original Spinal
I'm
Tap?
Play
I've
you
seen
a song.
That.
Yeah, no. That's the only Spinal Tap.
It's the only Spinal Tap.
But it's called
Tap
This
movie.
Is Spinal Tap?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that. I've it. Seen Spinal Tap. Not
no,
Spinal
it's,
Tap 2.
No.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's a movie.
It's a
yes,
movie.
The original.
Yes.
It's called
but
This
it's
Is Spinal Tap.
It's also a band.
Oh.
Spinal Tap is a band.
I didn't know Spinal Tap
was
a band.
The movie is This Is Spinal Tap.
Don't look it up.
No.
Don't look it up. What's it about?
I'm looking up the premise.
You're
to
doing
see.
That thing you do where
no.
you agree with everybody and then you're lying. Don't do that. See, he's looking it up. Don't look it up.
Okay, no, I have not seen this one.
Okay.
What am I thinking of? I thought Spinal Tap was a wrestler.
I hate it when you do that.
No,
I thought it was a wrestler movie.
Only Murders in the Building is coming back this month. Nate Bargatze is hosting the Emmys on the 14th. The 37th season of The Simpsons is dropping this
what?
Month. What the freak?
I thought I saw that too, and I was like, I can't be right.
So
like,
weird.
Right.
And then Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer, but if you want the actual date, September 22nd is when you can start getting all your Halloween stuff out.
There was a Spinal Tap wrestling movie that came out in 1985.
Okay.
I have seen that one.
Yeah,
so y'all can go
you
kick
bet.
Rocks.
You bet. Yeah, we
no.
totally,
wait
we totally
a second,
believe
a
you, Josh.
Movie.
Dude, we totally
it's
believe
called...
everything you say. It's all right. I've worked with you for a long time. I know your little tricks.
Called the Spinal Tap.
Taylor Swift's upcoming 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. Set for that October 3rd release. It's already broken Spotify records by becoming the most pre-saved album on some sort of countdown page. So people are just on there saving it and waiting for it to drop because I'm guessing it alerts you.
Yeah.
And all the Swifties are ready. They're fired up.
Do you know why I'm excited for this one?
Tell me right now.
Well, because she's been in love with Travis the whole time. And so this is going to be the first album that is... all based on her in love.
No hate.
Totally in love. Head over heels for somebody. I feel like he matches her energy really well. I think it's going to be good.
I like the breakup songs better.
Her love songs are some of my favorites. So I'm really excited for an entire album of happy. Let's go, Taylor.
I'm excited to fast forward through the whole album and then get back to my 90s alternative.
Okay. That's good for you. I'll give
you
the Cliff
Notes
version.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like, give me some STP and Pearl Jam. I'll listen to the first couple seconds just to say that I did and not like, lie like Josh. All right, the MTV Video Music Awards are coming up on Sunday. And get this, MTV has given us a taste of the good old days. 24/7 music videos.
Yay!
Yeah, guys, there was a time when MTV actually played music videos.
And it was awesome. It was glorious.
Here's the catch, though. It's not actually on the MTV channel. You can watch it on MTV2 or the Live or the Classic and their Pluto channel. MTV's Biggest Pop. It's not going to be on the regular MTV channel. That's stupid.
Too good to go back to your roots.
MTV? Why would they not do that?
Because they can't play Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory 80 hours a day.
That's
all they play.
There is a lineup of over 700 videos that they got there in the tank, so they can you can get on there and watch the videos. Remember, Katie, when videos were the it bomb?
TRL.
TRL every day after school.
I would race home from school to make sure I caught the top 20. Like, do you remember TRL? Did you ever watch Josh?
Josh will just agree and say yes. Yeah, you remember.
It was Total Request Live. It was hosted by Carson Daly. And we had the hottest artists coming through each and every day. Like, they would just stop by Times Square to hang out with Carson Daly.
Backstreet Boys would show up. My God. Fred Durst is in the audience?
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's Christina Aguilera making an appearance?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you remember when Aerosmith had the number one song for, like, months with Don't Want to Miss a Thing? And they would stop by just because it was on, like, every day.
We just happened to be walking by, Carson.
Again? Yeah. Yay. It's number one again. Carson Daly. Love the music videos.
Oh, my God. Those were the days, huh?
That was such a,
I know who
such
Carson
a
Daly
simple
is.
Time.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe
you.
Know who that is.
I don't believe
he has the bug eyes.
He does.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
All right. You got anything good for sports?
I don't know, man. Yeah, sure. Here we go. There's a...
Just give me one.
There's a guy. He's a CEO, and he stole a hat from a kid at the U.S. Open. And
this video pissed me off all weekend long.
The funniest name. So apparently he knows the tennis player and is a sponsor of his federation back in his homeland of Poland. So that's why when he was next to the child, the tennis player, whose name is Kamil Majrak, I don't know. There's a lot of vowels put together and consonants put together that shouldn't be there. But anyway, he took off his hat and was giving it to a little boy. And apparently it looked like he was giving it to the adult. Usually pro athletes don't give things to adults because the adults want to just sell them.
Yeah.
But the CEO guy, who is a sponsor of this tennis player,
snatched that hat.
He snatched the hat. And it looked like he snatched it. Like he grabbed it away from the child.
And then ignored the kid. Like just
totally
ignored
the
time of day.
And his name is Peter. Again, a lot of consonants
Griffin.
Put together. Peter
Peter Sherrick. Peter Pan.
Close enough.
And he said that he is very sorry. It was a serious mistake. Well, his buddy, Kamil Marzak, who is the tennis player, found this out and gave the boy a picture. He met the boy. He gave him more swag. So he made it right.
Yeah.
But the dude is getting roasted on the internet
for what looked like stealing
the hat. And there is, I will say this, it got me. There is a fake, in quotes, apology that was put out by this Peter guy, where basically he was like Ricky Bobbying it. He's like, if you ain't first, your last kid should have been faster. That is not a real apology. He is actually very sad about it. He's very sorry. And also his company is taking hits. The company that he is a CEO of.
It happens when you're a jerk.
Getting horrible. Getting horribly. It's just getting maimed on the internet right now. Like people are leaving reviews being like, "This don't use this place, all that stuff. So he's trying to make it right. And he says, for the record, the tennis player believes Peter's story as well because Peter does sponsor his federation back in Poland. So even the tennis player's like, dude, we know each other.
Yeah.
He probably just thought I was giving him the hat, give him a break. Mm. But people online don't like to do that.
And he's saying he didn't see the kid.
He's full of crap.
The way he grabbed it, it looks like he was like, this is mine.
Okay.
So it's a little iffy in the video. Yeah.
Rude dude, party of one.
It was making the rounds over the weekend. The U.S. Open, by the way, is going on, and it's been fascinating to watch if you guys are into tennis. I love the U.S. Open.
Can't say that I'd watch that.
You don't know who Jannik Sinner is, the number one golfer or tennis player in the world? He's crushing it right now.
No.
Same with the other joker.
I know
in
who
the
Carson
world.
Daly is in Spinal
Novak
Tap.
Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic.
Spinal Tap
one of my
is
favorites.
A wrestling move. You're
one
such
of my
a jerk.
Favorite, one of my favorite tennis players.
Spinal Tap is a wrestling move,
yeah,
and there's
sure
a movie
is.
About
sure,
it.
Whatever. Okay.
Someone back me up.
Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay.
Get this guy a box of tissues over here.
We've got three local winners in Powerball.
Good.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
$2 million in Parker, $50,000 in Denver, and $50,000 in Colorado
Springs.
$2 million
in Parker?
Yeah.
No one scoring the big prize, but somebody went to a King Supers and got a $2 million ticket.
Did you say $50 million?
Down there. $50,000 in Denver and $50,000 in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And then $2 million in Parker were the big winners.
How great
in
is that?
I mean, that's some change.
That's
like,
not a bad little weekend
you know
for
what
you.
I mean? Like a couple $1 million just instantly. No one scoring the big prize, of course, with the Powerball. That is up to over $1 billion.
1.3.
Yes, jeez. And it is tonight. So make sure you get your ticket.
You only get half of that if you get the cash value. About half.
Isn't that crazy?
Which I would take.
I don't think I would.
Yeah.
You want it right away. You have the least amount of.
What?
Yeah, you take the fight. Yes, you take the lump sum, Katie. The for sure thing.
Take the lump sum.
Do you?
Oh, you couldn't get by on $500 million.
Because you get way more if you.
But you're not. You're not a spring chicken, Katie. I wonder with that if it rolls over to family if you do eat it. But still, I want the boom. And then you invest it properly and you'll hit that billion in no time.
But I want $500 million right away.
I think it should be like, here is for this many years. You get and if you pass on, it goes to your
family. You get a chunk and then they spread it out over 30 years.
But that's what I mean. It should be passed on to your family until it's all gone. Like,
screw them. I want the money now for me.
Like, could I also get like $200 million right off the bat and then have the rest be spread?
I'm not sure what the chunk is that they give you, but there is a percentage.
We're just talking like we'd actually win it. Like, how would we collect that money anyway?
I'd buy Spinal Tap
tickets tonight. Shut up.
I'm getting tickets as well. Like, it's funny. Americans, this is one thing.
You want to go in on it?
I would love that. This is one thing that we feel like we could win. Like, I feel like everybody goes through life feeling like they could win the lottery. Like, it is something that is attainable.
Look at the ticket, you know, the next day. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm just going to let the suspense build.
Exactly. And I wait until, like, the next day after I do a bunch of stuff, and then I reward myself with finding out what the numbers are to see if I won, how much money. Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
every
that's
time.
Smart. We had a texter text in and say you don't get bumped in the tax bracket if you get it spread out. See? I kind of like that.
There you go.
Kind of like that.
Oh, I like that as well.
Just take it. Take the money and invest it.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, I mean, yes, but then all of a sudden you have major taxes you got to pay.
Well, half roughly. They take the 500 whatever.
Just take it right off the top.
Take it off the top.
That's insane. I don't know.
Powerball problems, right?
Yeah, I know.
We're not
good luck to everybody.
So
how much are we all chipping in?
I'll give you $20.
Yeah,
$10.
I got $20 right now.
I was
going
to do 200 each, but all right.
Oh, gosh. Look at you.
I mean, I guess.
Let's do 20 each.
Some rich money
all
over
right,
there.
I'll go. Give me the $20. Okay. I'll go buy the ticket.
Sweet.
Do you think, wait, can we trust him? Do you think
you can trust him? Yes. We're on the air talking about it. If we were to win, we would split it three ways.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There we go.
We totally
We've
would.
Got him saying it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's recorded.
And okay. I know where you live. Start our own radio station.
Yeah.
JKJ 100.
JKJ 100. Okay. Still speaking of money, the most expensive home in the United States. Yeah, we alluded to this. It is right here in Colorado.
You could buy it.
Yeah, you could. If you had $300 million, if you win that Powerball, this would be in it. It's in Aspen. It was just listed. And yeah, like I said, the most expensive home in the country. I was looking at some of the, some of the stuff.
The stats on it?
Yeah.
What's the square footage?
27,426 feet.
Not too shabby. It's like a convention center.
It really is.
Hello,
And even on the outside, you're sitting on 74 acres.
I love that.
Yeah,
did you see the
pictures of it? You're on like a lake.
A lake.
Like,
yeah.
It's really pretty.
I like that.
You've got 18 bedrooms, 20 full bathrooms, and 4 partial. The garage is only 5 or more cars.
I'd have to add on.
Still, you'd have to have a bigger garage.
So much room
for
activities, though.
Yes, so many activities. And 80-foot infinity pool and just a mile
to property taxes on
that,
Katie?
So it's like a mile outside of Aspen. That it does not say.
What's the address on this joint?
Where is the address here? It's the Little Lake Lodge that was built in Aspen in 1984.
I'd imagine your property taxes on something that's $300 million.
Oh, it's got to be
crazy, right?
$1 million
bucks a year, probably.
Yeah.
No, probably not that much, but a lot.
It's got to be a lot. It doesn't say how much the property tax will be.
I should have done that thing where if you put down, 20% what your monthly payment would be. I'll do that.
Jeez.
I'm 300 mil. Oh, that's nutty.
Money, money, money. So much money.
So
in
much
the
money.
That's a problem I don't have to worry about. It's all good.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.